I seen some white rats. Once then seemed like I seen a white squirrel, but I wouldn't be for sure about
that. What about chipmunks? You have chipmunks around here, or
little
brown squirrels?
Yeah, we have some. We have some. We used to do.
We used to have some around
our
house, cat killing
all
the
time.
Oh, where the cat killing
all the time? Well, I tell you, I don't see much of anything. I'm not out there around here. I don't know what they do around here. I don't imagine there's too many farms around here because there's no woods coming.
Yeah. What about a big frog that makes a real deep sound?
Bullfrog?
Okay. What about a... It's a kind of seafood. They don't have them around here. There's something like a mussel, except people eat them raw a lot of times.
Oysters.
Yeah, oysters, clam, or
lobster.
There are a lot of people eat those. I haven't eaten lobsters or anything. What about, a lot of people eat the tail of a lobster, so it's white like a fish, mm-hmm. You know, good flaky meat. What about different, you ever hear a little frog say that comes out in the spring and makes a lot of noise? Okay. What about a big worm that you might use to fish with?
Red worm.
Okay, so you ever hear of a night crawler?
I've heard of them, but I don't know what they are.
That's a worm, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kind of a worm.
I've heard them talk about they go in places. Sometimes they take a saw or something, rake a bush, and they'll come to the top, and you miss fill a bucket full. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them, but I've heard the fellas talk about going getting in the fish with it.
Well, what about an animal that has a shell on, or something that has a shell on its back? And when you're scaring, he'll grow up in it. Okay, what if he lives in the water?
Turtle.
Okay. What about these little animals that you see in the creek? Sometimes they got pinchers on them and they run backwards under the water.
Crawfish.
Yeah. What is it if you don't watch out during the summer when you've got all your winter clothes stored? If there was, something will get in them and eat them up.
Moth.
Okay. And one of these would be a...
Moth.
Okay. What flies around at night in the summertime and it light winks on and off?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What about these great big insects that you see around water a lot? They have a long, narrow body and they have wings that you can see through. It's an insect.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, so some of those, there's a bigger one too that's got a real long body and we can call them snake doctors or dragonflies.
Yes, yeah.
We call
snake
doctors.
Okay.
You
just
said,
what if there's a snake around when you see those things?
Yeah, that's right. We used to run every time we saw one of them because they say there's a snake always around somewhere. Mm-hmm. What is a hornet?
That's an insect.
Yeah, is it the same as a wasp? Or
no, it's a...
A hornet's a black thing, and a wasp is a red. Most of them is red.
Okay.
Hornets are gray looking, as I remember.
They got a white ring around the body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of them do. Now,
they knock you down, too, when you're stingy.
Yeah, now I was going to ask, is the wasp sting worse or the hornet sting worse?
Hornet's the worst.
Hornet hurts the worst.
Okay. What about an insect that's something like a wasp that doesn't sting but builds nests in your barn a lot of times?
Dirt dumpers.
Yeah. What about a big green thing that has great big long back legs and hops? Spits tobacco. They used to hold one up and...
Grasshoppers?
Yeah. Right. We used to have another name for those and I've never been able to think what it was, but we used to... catch them. And they make a real, some of them fly. Some of them can just hop, but some of the great big ones will hop and jump and then fly.
Yeah, they'll kick you too. Yeah.
What about the little fish that you use for bait?
Minnows.
Okay.
They call them shad now, but they go catch.
Yeah. Minnows is what they...
Yeah, I think they're little shad fish is the reason they call them. They start calling
them
shad.
I think that's what it is.
What about the thing that a spider weaves?
Web.
Okay, would you call it a spider web or some people call them cobweb?
Spider web, I call
them. Okay. Spider web and cobweb, either one.
Okay, is there any difference whether it's indoors or outdoors? Some people call them one thing if it's indoors.
Well, they call it cobweb if it's indoors.
Okay.
And on the outside, they say spider web.
Okay.
I
have to
get my head in the
mm-hmm. What about a tree? No, the things that a tree sticks down in the ground to get water out of.
Roots?
Yeah. What about a tree that they get sugar from?
Sugar, nothing.